past tense. Though it has not yet fully disappeared, it is dwindling daily. A long day's work remains to be done about us in the way of education, heaven knows, but great improvements and facilities towards the attainment of a good one have been furnished of late years. I cannot call to mind now how I came to hear about Yorkshire schools when I was not a very robust child, sitting in by places near Rochester Castle, with a head full of Partridge, Strap, Tom Pipes and Sancho Panza, but I know that my first impressions of them were picked up at that time, and that they were somehow or other connected with a suppurated abscess that some boy had come home with, in consequence of his Yorkshire guide, philosopher and friend, having ripped it open with an inky penknife. The impression made upon me, however made, never left me. I was always curious about Yorkshire schools, fell long afterwards and at sundry times into the way of hearing more about them, at last having an audience resolved to write about them. With that intent, I went down into Yorkshire before I began this book, in a very severe winter time which is pretty faithfully described herein. As I wanted to see a schoolmaster or two, and was forewarned that those gentlemen might, in their modesty, be shy of receiving a visit from the author of the Pickwick Papers, I consulted with a professional friend who had a Yorkshire connection, and with whom